Connecting commerce to your community. Bridgeport Regional Business Council President and CEO Dan Onofrio. Now on Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Granted, Dolly Parton is not talking about cannabis here, but whenever I see the same headline pop up every couple of months, just a little bit different, for some reason, that's the first song that comes to my mind is Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again. I don't know. But here it is again. You know, we saw this story in December where a pretty well-known cannabis company called Budr, B-U-D-R, was looking to have a permanent spot at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. It was rejected, but now here they come again, looking to see if they can change some zoning laws in Bridgeport. And not only, Dan Onofrio, do they want to be housed at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, my understanding now is they don't want to do it just seasonally. They want to do it all year round, which I think is pretty fascinating. I didn't know what your thoughts were on this.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, Melissa. You know, we were in New York last Saturday going to a concert, and there's so many shops that are popping up, like, within right next to each other. And I can't imagine how they all survive, you know. So, you know, coming here to Bridgeport and the amphitheater, you know, from a business perspective, of course, you know, we're seeing it now with the arena next door with the sports betting. It's nice to see something in a building getting productive use. You know, all year round, right? Having people in the arena, you know, for the betting and all that stuff. Again, whether, you know, ethically you believe in that stuff or not, and the same with the cannabis is another story, another conversation. But so from that perspective, it's you know, why not, right? I mean, you got a building sitting there. I guess the issue is with the zoning change. I don't know all the details on the zoning, but, you know, it's a civic building. And right now, the zoning laws just don't allow for sales of that kind of use, or any kind of use for that matter, in civic buildings. So I guess, you know, they have a little bit of an argument because they're already selling some other goods there during the shows. You know, so there's going to be an interesting conversation. I guess from my perspective, Melissa, you know, I guess what city council really needs to pay attention to is you know, these zoning regulations really just got implemented probably within the last year or so. You know, they're still really new to everyone. They went to a form-based zoning, which, you know, we won't get into the details here, but it does allow for a little bit of flexibility, a little bit more theoretically flexibility for developers, and really it's meant to encourage new development. So I think, you know, city council just needs to be really diligent about understanding how this impacts the city, how it impacts the amphitheater, how it impacts, you know, the arena next door and the community there. And, you know, again, I don't know a lot about, you know, the overall details of the zoning, but also just the opportunities that this recreation cannabis in the state of Connecticut and how they want to leverage that. You know, I know there's been a lot of conversation around helping the minority groups, and I don't know how this particular case does that, you know? So I think that's like a big question.
And the other thing too, Dan, honestly, you and I have talked about this so many times on the show, and so if it feels like you're talking like a broken record, my apologies, but I think what I find interesting about the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater is, in a past conversation you and I had talking about this, we were discussing the impact of surrounding businesses. So, for example, not to name entities, but, you know, Dan Onofrio works with a lot of businesses in the Bridgeport and surrounding communities. And, for example, there might be a pizza shop where families go in, they want to have dinner, and you could just smell the marijuana products almost seeping through the walls, and it's upset some people. And businesses have said, you know, some people have said, hey, it's brought more people to see where we are because people are attracted to that, while others have said it's kind of hurt our business, it's kind of hurt our image a little bit. So there's no right or wrong answer per se, and it's not going to fit everybody's liking. However, the amp is an interesting one, because I don't know if people realize, especially if you've not been to the amp before, there are a lot of local businesses that are putting their products out there. So we're not just talking about, like, I think people are thinking, oh, the concert goers, are they going to like this? I'm not worried about them. I'm thinking about the other companies that are there. I mean, there's a pizza spot there. There are sandwich shops. There are all these companies that are Connecticut-based who are running eateries there. Do they get a say in whether or not they want a pot shop there? Like, that's really the interesting part to me, is you've got some pretty heavy hitters that already have committed to the Hartford Outdoor Amphitheater, are a huge selling point for people who go to concerts there. And I'm wondering if they have any say in this.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. And, you know, I was in the bank earlier this week, and, you know, walked into the bank, and you could tell someone that would, you know, just left or was in there, you know, you could smell it in there. You know, it is, you know, it's just a difficult thing. I think we just have to see how it all evolves. You know, I know we went through it with the cigarette smoking and they created sections for them, but it's still, I don't know, Melissa. I don't know the answer to it. And, you know, from a business perspective, you know, the state of Connecticut, it was smart to jump on the bandwagon, because it was happening. The train was moving. It was either get on or we're not going to be able to take advantage of the tax revenues associated with this thing. So it's an awful answer, I think, you know, but I think it's just the reality of where we are. So now we just have to find the balance between, you know, what's acceptable, what's not. And it's a great question that you have. You know, how does it impact those other businesses, you know, during the show, especially, you know, the ice cream vendor that's got their kid there and all that stuff. I don't know. You know,
it's a tough one.
The answer.
Yeah,
it is a very difficult one, especially, you know, from my perspective. You know, because I like tradition. You know, I like from an ethical perspective, I struggle a lot with a lot of these conversations. And you know, I do think there's a balance and there's a place for everything. It's just it's hard, you know, and when you start talking about business, you don't want to limit the opportunities, you know, because of over-regulating things. But this is a tough one because it is a civic building, you know, and there's a lot of people there. And at the same time, you know, the building's empty for half a year, you know.
Right. So right. But that's the thing is, do you make it? That's where I'm wondering if there's a compromise. Do you allow them? Because you are talking about a pretty short season. I mean, we're talking about really May to September, where they're really up and, you know, they're really hopping at the amphitheater. But I'm wondering, you know, do you burn bridges with some of these huge entities that have already committed to it and have been there and have been huge attraction points for the amp? If they don't like it and they don't want that around, and I don't know if they do. That's the thing. Maybe they don't care. And if they don't, then maybe it's not a big deal. But I am wondering if there is chatter, and maybe that's why there were these zoning changes, you know, within the last year. I'm wondering if it's, you know, hey, do we just kind of rely on another entity to block them because it's not worth burning bridges with other major businesses that have been with us since the start? I don't know. I might be just stirring up trouble. But I am curious about that, and I find this to be a very fascinating story. So we'll definitely continue to follow it. Just a couple more minutes with Dan Onofrio of the Bridgeport Regional Business Council. Love to get Dan's perspective on some of these major business stories. We learned this week that the CAA Executive Director, Connecticut Airport Authority Executive Director Kevin Dillon, who oversees major airports in Connecticut, including Bradley, announced he is retiring next January. And I was curious, Dan, because the CAA essentially won the bid years ago to take over Sikorsky Airport and make it commercial again. They paused that plan, and nothing's really come of it since. And now with Kevin Dillon stepping down and retiring and a new leader expected to come in, I'm curious your thoughts on Sikorsky now. Do we start from scratch all over again? Have there been any rumblings behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Melissa. I don't know all the details in terms of the ongoing conversations. I do know that there have been conversations with restarting a lot of the dialogue that happened, you know, before they hit the pause button. And a lot of that was economics driven, right? Originally, as you know, they were going to purchase the airport, and then it became they were just going to manage it. And then with some of the tax restructuring here in the state of Connecticut and the fiscal guardrails that we all hear about, it kind of limited the economics on how they were going to cover the bill to cover the expenses of operating that airport. So they thought, okay, let's hit pause for a bit. And it's unfortunate because Kevin Dillon has been a huge advocate of the Sikorsky location. You know, he was very keen on it. He led a lot of the conversations with the city. So we're hopeful that, you know, the city's on top of this thing, you know, and hopefully in partnership with Stratford, because as you know, the airport is in Stratford technically. So that, you know, we need to make sure that Stratford has a seat at the table during these conversations going forward. And whoever comes in, hopefully they have the same vision that Kevin did, just for the benefit of Greater Bridgeport. But I think also that the governor is going to play a role too in the state of Connecticut and how they see, you know, with the positivity and all the action that's happening at Tweed, you know, really, you know, the conversation may be a little bit different now because Tweed has been very successful, as we all know. So the question is going to be, okay, long term, you know, can two airports in South Central Connecticut survive and, you know, without competing too much with each other? So I think a lot of those conversations will resurface again. You know, we may have had answers to them a couple of years ago, but I think they're going to come back up around again. So I don't think it'll be a complete start from scratch, but I think they've made progress.
Yeah.
But I do think it'll be a lot dependent on the state and a lot dependent on whoever comes in at the CAA and what their strategy is and vision for the Connecticut airport.
It'll be interesting, certainly. And Dan Onofrio, as I mentioned, I always love getting business perspective from you and that I get to check in with you on a weekly basis. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again next week.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Melissa.
Thanks, you too. Dan Onofrio of the BRBC here on WICC.